Chapter 10. Amen, amen, I say to you, he who enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up another way, is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is shepherd of the sheep. To this man the gatekeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them forth. And when he has let out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. But a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, because they do not know the voice of strangers. This parable Jesus spoke to them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. Again, therefore, Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever have come are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not heard them. I am the door. If anyone enter by me, he shall be safe, and shall go in and out, and shall find pastures. The thief comes only to steal and slay and destroy. I came that they may have life, and have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. But the hireling, who is not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches and scatters the sheep. But the hireling flees, because he is a hireling, and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for my sheep. And other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. Such is the command I have received from my Father. Again there arose a division among the Jews because of these words. Many of them were saying, He has a devil and is mad. Why do you listen to him? Others were saying, These are not the words of one who has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Now there took place at Jerusalem the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus was walking in the temple in Solomon's portico. The Jews therefore gathered round him and said to him, How long dost thou keep us in suspense? If thou art the Christ, tell us openly. Jesus answered them, I tell you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in the name of my Father, these bear witness concerning me. But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them everlasting life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch anything out of the hand of my Father. I and the Father are one. The Jews, therefore, took up stones to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I shown you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, Not for a good work do we stone thee, but for blasphemy, because thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said you are gods? If he called them gods to whom the word of God was addressed, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father has made holy and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not perform the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do perform them, and if you are not willing to believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in the Father. They sought therefore to seize him, and he went forth out of their hands. And again he went away beyond the Jordan to the place where John was at first baptizing, and there he stayed. And many came to him, and they were saying, John indeed worked no sign. All things, however, that John said of this man were true, and many believed in him.